You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
I've decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul.
Okay, Pastor Paul Esposito here from Island Community Church. Oh, it is so great to be back on the radio. I've missed you guys. I've missed being on the radio. And I am so grateful to God that WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time, is back on the airwaves. So tell a friend that we're back on again here, 6:30 a.m. WMIE and 5:30 in the afternoon, as well as 6:30 a.m. WWBC, and as well at 5:30 in the afternoons on 1510 a.m. and the 3 FM stations, 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, south end of Brevard County. You are tuned in to WGOD Radio. This is the radio ministry of Island Community Church. I'm no longer the station manager. I've retired the 1st of December and am focusing completely here as the full-time pastor. Hey, I'm only 59 years old, so I'm going to focus now on the church here. And the Lord is building our church, and my time is needed here full time at the church. So, but I want to be back on the radio. We've missed broadcasting, and we are back here starting today. I'm going to let this opening play tomorrow as well. Maybe you've tuned in, it's Tuesday. Tell a friend that WGOD Radio is back on the air. So, okay, some more about this ministry. Our church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. If you like this program, if you like what you hear here on the radio, I invite you to midweek Bible study Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Sunday morning, Sunday school, my associate pastor Darren Solana teaches that. That is from 9:30 to 10:15. The service starts 15 minutes after that, around 10:30 or 10:35. Once again, we're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. This is Island Community Church. God is just growing this church and blessing this church abundantly. I invite you to come by and visit sometime. You are invited, and you'll be warmly welcomed here by this awesome church family. Okay, we're going to pick up pretty close to where we left off. I've been preaching through the book of Ephesians verse by verse, and I just wrapped it up here just yesterday. So there's about two sermons left in this. Here today, Monday and Tuesday, this sermon is entitled Let's Walk. And it's following the commandment to walk. As we're in Ephesians, that's what he's going to talk about. Walking in the light. Paul always talked about walking. We walk by faith, not by sight. So that's what we're looking at here. We're in Ephesians chapter 5. This will play Monday and Tuesday. For more info, you can call me. The number here, my number, 321-482-1709. That's my personal cell phone number. You can call me anytime. I'd love to talk to you. Again, 321-482-1709. Okay, let's get into the word. Let's walk. We are in Ephesians chapter 5.
Anyhow, he doesn't want us to talk or joke about it. Because habitual creatures that we are, once we talk about it, something clicks on the inside, and then you got that twitch. You're Igor with a broken neck. Right? Haven't you guys ever seen The Son of Frankenstein? Remember Igor? You see, Paul said, I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I turned into Bela Lugosi. You see, he says, don't talk about it, because you are a flawed person, and if you talk about it, you're going to fall. Just like when my dad said to me, son, do not touch this lighter. Then he went inside, and I pulled a Moses. I looked that way and this, stuck that lighter in that socket in that little MG my dad had, and I purled it out, and it was all swirly red and glowing. And I said, how cool is that? And I put my, and you smelled searing flesh. And I let out a horrible, and I had that Tom Thumb on me. Must have been until I was 15 years old. It was like 9 years that lasted on. But I was fine until my dad said, don't do that. And that's why Paul says, don't even talk about it. Because when you talk about it, then the twitch comes. And then, you know, just like God said, you see all these trees out here? You can eat anything off of any, except that tree right there. Don't touch that one. You would have been fine if God didn't. Now, once God says it, don't touch that tree, out comes Bela Lugosi neck. And you just, you can't help it because you're flawed. Paul, again, he says, I was alive without the law. But when the commandment came, and the commandment is, don't do that. Then sin revived, and I died. For sin, he goes on, verse 11, I'm in Romans 7, 11, for sin, take an occasion by the commandment. Sin is Satan's pal, and it rents space on the inside of your head. Sin. Oh, is it time for Jimmy Stewart? An angel must have got his wings. I bet you that's the last time that happens. Oh, look, Daddy. Angel got his wings. But sin, taking an occasion by the commandment, deceived me. And by it, it killed me. So he says, don't even talk about it. Don't talk about it. Don't deceive yourself. Don't think that you are immune from talking about it. If you have a problem with drinking and your friend is in a bar in trouble, don't say, oh, go into the bar and rescue my friend. Don't even talk about it. You stay out of it. Just like Peter. Peter said, Lord, when Jesus said, one of you is going to stumble and betray me. Peter said, I don't care if all of these other people fall. I'll never. And this here is the second way to give place to the devil. 2 weeks ago, I told you anger was the first way. Remember, being filled with rage, Satan uses your anger. Here's the second one, pride. Pride. After Peter said what he said, I'll never do that, that bold statement of his I just read to you, Satan is recorded as making this request of Jesus. Luke 22, 31, the Lord says, Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded permission for you that he may sift you as wheat. I can hear him now, can't you? Give him to me. Or something like that, right? For some reason, Peter's pride triggered a reaction out here in the world that Satan took great interest in. Once again, verses 5, 6, and 7. For this you know, that no fornicator or unclean person or a covetous man, that is, you're all hung up with somebody else's stuff as a lifestyle, not just saying, oh, gee, I wish I had Jim's boat. That's not going to send you to hell. No one of these persons who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Then he says this, let no one deceive you by empty words, meaning he expects you to disagree with that. Let no one deceive you by empty or vain words. And that your response would be, nah, don't listen to that guy. Don't believe that muck. That's what they said about Paul. They said he was a bald-headed Jew. Sorry, Jenny. With a hooked nose and a bald head. Because they hated his guts for his message. He says, don't let anyone deceive you by any means. Nah, don't believe any of that. Times have changed. People marry their cats now in England. Pay no attention to that junk. Live, eat, take thine ease. He's saying, don't be deceived by empty words. Again, verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, that is, not heeding these warnings that he's given us, because of these things, the wrath of God comes on the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. You see, again, you know, God says, come out from among them and be separate. But you say, I still want to do this, 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 and this. He's saying, you can't do that anymore. Come out from among them. Come out of this sinful world. Jesus is walking this way. And he says, to walk in the light as he is in the light. I'll tell you what, he's coming back for those that are walking this way. In the light. And not in the darkness. Because that's not you. You are not a son of disobedience. I remember that phrase in chapter 2. It says, you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once used to walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's the devil, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Do you see that? Do you see that's what's driving these people to do these things? The spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. This is a demonic thing, friend. God says, come out from among them and be separate. Don't be like this world. Change your channel on the TV when you see a man kissing the man on a TV set. Turn it off or change the channel. Because this stuff will infect you. This stuff will infect you. That's why it says, do not be friends with the world. Do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of God. It's of the world. And the world and its lusts are passing away, he says. All right. I was reading this chapter 2. He said, among whom we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, just as everyone else. So, if these in this fifth chapter still describe you, then I'd have to assume that you were still a child of wrath and not a child of God. I mean, we looked at five. Which ones do you fall under? Imitate God as dear children? Walk in love? But don't misunderstand me now. He's not referring to you and I who still might struggle with things in life and are trying our best to make God proud. He's talking about your lifestyle. Those who remain unchanged deliberately is who he's talking to. Like those here in chapter 2. You are either one of the sons of light or you are one of the sons of disobedience. And Jesus said, I can spot you by your fruit, by how you live. He said, I recognize you. You've had five husbands, and the one you got now is not your husband. He can spot you. He knows you by your fruit. What will it be, church? Imitator of God? Whose shoes are you going to step in here this morning on this 15th day of January? God's? Are you an imitator of God as a dear child? Or are you one of the sons of disobedience? All right. It's 11:30. We can all go home now. Or we continue for a little while longer. Ronnie, what do you think? Keep on going. Whatever you say, Ronnie. Ronnie says we keep on going. Yeah, let's do some walking. Finally. You got to be saying, what in the world is that, Pastor? He didn't say nothing about feet. Well, we were getting there. Walk in the light. Walk in wisdom. We're up to verse 8. Same place, same book. Building on the same thing of why you're no longer doing those bad things in verse 3 and 4, but you're doing those things in verse 1 and 2. Imitating your daddy. Imitating your daddy, putting his shoes on. Trying to make him proud. You guys remember back in the day? Not with me, when I remember you wait until your dad gets home. But the times when you did something grand or when your kids built you something and they can't wait for you to get home. What do? They tug at your shirt or on your jacket. They don't care. They'll interrupt whatever it is you're doing or talking about. And they'll pull on that and they'll say, look at what I did. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for that. Faith of a child that don't care who they interrupt. That's what he's looking for. Faith is a child. I'm going to interrupt all of you. Just like the guy, he climbs up the tree. He doesn't care. Another guy's a paraplegic. They lift him up with a pulley, and they take the tiles off the roof and lay him down. And it said Jesus marveled because of their faith. That's what he's looking for. Faith is a child here this morning. Who are you going to walk with? Verse 8. Now here he goes again. Comparing two things side by side. The good and the bad. The light and the dark. Verse 8. For you were once darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. All right, so what does he mean when he instructs us to walk in a particular way? For that matter, even God himself instructs us many times in how to walk. Here's a few. Back in the beginning, Genesis 17, 1, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God, El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless. Some translations say perfect. I'd have to say, hold on a minute. Let me shine my shoes. Perfect? Who wants to go first? Walk before me and be perfect. That's the only requirement. The perfect. Who's up? Huh? Scott, did I see you raise your hand?
No.
Blameless is to water that down a little bit. Throw a little water on that. Because no one's perfect but one. No one is blameless but one. No one is right. No one is good but one. That is God. How about this? There once was a man named Enoch. Back in Genesis chapter 5, verse 21, it says Enoch lived 65 years. Hey, that's just 5 years older than us, Carol. Except for the next part. And he begot Methuselah. Now, after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years. And he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God translated him. And I've read this was an early form of transporter beam. I've got written in one of my Bibles here, beam me up, Scotty. God transported him. That's probably where Roddenberry got this stuff from his Bible. He got transported from one place to the next. That's plagiarism, it is. Isn't it? It's a snagglepuss. That's plagiarism. How about a few more examples of walking? I say then, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So we have walk as children of light. Now we read walk in the Spirit. And look at the great promise guaranteed to you once you do this. Listen to, let this verse soak in you this morning. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Just start walking. Don't pay attention to what's on your left and what's on your right. Walk. Walk ye in it, he says, right? In the Old Testament. That is, walk in the right way, agreeing with God. Walk in the Spirit. Let's just start with that today. And I guarantee you, when you walk out these doors, you will overcome everything that comes your way. Walk in the Spirit, saying yes to God, saying no to this evil world. Call what is evil, evil. Call what is holy, holy. Walk with God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Go out here and do good in this evil world. Walk in the Spirit. I didn't say lift 4,000 tons or 16 tons. You just get another day older if you do that. And deeper in debt. Who said that?
Lug 16 tons. Another year older.
All you got to do is walk with God. Now, once you do that, this is what's going to happen as an end result. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I love that. What a promise that is. You're not going to say, pardon me, Lord, while I stop here and sin for a moment. Won't be part of your vocabulary. All you got to do is walk with God, like Enoch did. Enoch was no better than you are. He chose to walk with God. He had a sin nature just like you. He chose to walk with God. I got to move on. No, I'll read this. Why not? I've kept you this late. This from gotquestions.org. What happens when we walk with someone? Imagine you and a close friend are enjoying a walk down a country lane. You are in close proximity. You talk. You laugh. You listen. You share your hearts. Your attention is focused on this person to the exclusion of almost everything else. You notice the beauty around you or an occasional distraction, but only to point it out to your companion. You share it together. You are in harmony, and you both enjoy the peaceful camaraderie. Walking with God is like that. When we enter into an intimate heart relationship with God through faith in His Son, He becomes our heart's greatest desire. Knowing him, hearing his voice, sharing our hearts with him, and seeking to please him becomes our all-consuming focus, just like a kid waiting for his parents to get, or his father to get home, or his mother. We live to fellowship with him. A.W. Tozer said that the goal of every Christian should be to live in a state of unbroken worship, unquote. This is only possible when we walk with God. Now, with that in mind, there's just a few more. Micah 6:8, it says, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?" John 12:35, Jesus said, "A little while longer and the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going." Or probably the most famous in all the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:7. And I think when I read this, you guys ever seen Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade? Remember his dad gets shot and he's got to go through all these obstacles to get to the... Well, there's one where he's got to walk out on this plank, but there's nothing there. And the verse is, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And that is, by golly, I'm going to believe that there's a plank right here. If not, I'm going down with it. Steps one foot out, puts the foot down, and then the plank appears. That really is what this verse means. Though you might not see it. Remember, faith is the substance of things what? Hope for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. The evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith. Your life should be this way. You walk by faith. You believe and trust God at his word. You believe and trust God at his word, that he's got your back. That what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Do you believe that this morning? God is on your side. Church, God is on your side. I really don't need to say anything. This could have been a 5-minute sermon. But we're building up here. You can live in a way that's going to guarantee that your inheritance is going to come from old Uncle Harry and Aunt Josephine. Or you can inherit from God, where the Bible says, "Eye has not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him." To walk is also to live. Live out the Christian life. Believing that God's got something better for us someday. All right, lastly, Revelation 3:4. Jesus said, "You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." So church, we walk with God, in step with God, by going in the same direction as he has, as he is. Let me sum this up real quick. Number one, imitate God as beloved children. God is love. God is holy. God and his word is truth. God is merciful. God is faithful. Number two, walk in love and walk as children of light.
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email